go on the road, and you know how it's going to begin. I'm going to ask, what did you do this week? And you're going to say, receive, and how did you do it? Effortlessly. You ready? What did you do this week?
Receive.
And how did you do it?
Effortlessly.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers for all of us.
Yes. I hear an echo.
Oh, it just went away.
Oh, good.
That was easy.
That was my easy button. I love it.
Tell everybody where to get them.
Staples.
Oh, really?
Office Place. They and mine, at least, they were sitting right up at the counter, and they're $4 or $5 or something.
I have heard of the. I have clients been telling me about this.
It is the best.
So what's an easy button?
It's a button that says easy, big red button, and it says easy, and every time you press it, it goes.
That was easy.
Oh, I love that.
But how many times a day can you press your easy button?
Right. That's a great button to have people push.
It is. Yes, if you got to push my button, push that one.
Push that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what if every time you pushed your easy button, it came immediately?
Mm-hmm. So where is that? Where is that?
You can get them at Staples.
We'll send it out in an email.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or where? Yeah.
All right, let's get grounded here since that threw me off.
Push the
All
button
right.
again.
We're going to do a grounding here.
Okay,
from...
I'm done. I'm done.
This is from Totally Unique Thoughts, and we'll send a link to this as well if you don't know about it in the follow-up notes. In fact, let me write this down. Easy button, T-U-T, okay. So it's just going to be, I'm going to read it, and it's just going to be, I want you to, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, please close your eyes. I'm feeling kind of adventurous today. You? Tell you what. Let's do away with some rules. Gravity for starters. Time too. Let's fly and be young again. Younger, I mean, like kids. Close your eyes and meet me over the very building you're now in, hovering in space, looking down at its roof and off into the horizon that surrounds us. Imagine this as I go. We're slowly gazing all around and soaking up the beauty that's everywhere. Then, in a flash, everything's turned snowy white, pure, radiant white above, below, and everywhere we look. Nothing visible but whites, with one microscopic exception. In the distance, unimaginably far away, we see what looks like a tiny, tiny speck of gold. Gold is always good. At first, it appears that the gold is slowly, really slowly, getting bigger. But what's actually happening is that we're getting closer to it. At first, it seems we're moving slowly, but actually we're moving at the speed of light, then even faster. It's just that the gold is so, so far away. Ages pass, but the ride is awesome. Galaxies pass, but it's so exciting. Light years pass, but time stands still. Now, there's no more white, just gold. Nowhere to go because we're already there. And as it turns out, the gold is so much more than a color because you can hear it, kind of like purring. And you can feel its luxurious warmth all over your skin, all over your body. As you breathe it, the aroma is like roses or plumeria or jasmine. Most peculiar is that you sense it's alive, supremely intelligent, and acutely aware of you. You know it knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling. It's as if your happiness is all that it cares about. Not just alive, but responsive too, impressionable, obliged even to flood your physical senses with all that you can imagine like it's about to do. Suddenly, the gold begins sparkling. Billions and billions of sparkles envelop you, flashing, winking, shining, and slowly, 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 it begins to fade away, pixel for pixel, sparkle for sparkle. It begins manifesting itself into something even more spectacular, dazzling and magical than what it was. Lo and behold, before your very eyes, right this very minute, the gold has transformed itself into Tuesday, another day in paradise. Welcome back. By the way, the gold was me all along. So is Tuesday. And I love you with all my heart. The universe. P.S. I had to turn the gravity back on, but you're still younger. P.S. Whenever you want to change the scenery, just summon the gold. And today, we want you to experience receiving in an expanded way. Not just receiving your desires that you all clarified in the beginning of this class, but all the things unknown, too. We want you to start experiencing receiving love and truth from your inner being in the universe. And the more you all get used to receiving love, you are now, you will be more ready to accept the gifts that are already lined up for you.
And so, gifts there are.
And so, even though today is the last day of our, quote, class, you're going to be, we're going to have some things for you to focus on to even expand the receiving much more than you even thought. I mean, there's things out there that you haven't asked for because you're not used to asking for everything all the time that you want. And so we're going to also beef and amp up your wanting muscle, your asking muscle.
Right. So let's do a check-in and find out how did it go with your extreme actions around your three goals over the past 2 weeks.
We were asking you to be acting as if you already had your three goals and start taking some action. Anybody remember to do it?
Oops. Well, I had some things happen.
Okay.
Okay. Business picked up, though nothing has actually gelled yet. I had a lot more activity, and I was able to sell a car that we've been trying to sell off and on for about 3 years.
That's Michelle, the magnificent receiver.
That's Michelle, the magnificent receiver.
Cheers.
Well, this is Barbara, Sandy, the magnificent receiver.
Okay, let's hear from Barbara.
Okay, well, I did not do well. On my way driving home from my parents, I wrote down what I would do, you know, what I would do for my extreme action steps. And I didn't look at the list again until this morning. But this morning when I looked at the list, I realized two of the things I wrote down have happened. I said that I would make exercise a top priority if I had my $10,000 a month. And lo and behold, within the last 2 weeks, somebody offered me a gym membership, which I never would have accepted. But now I'm in the mood to, like, oh, yeah, thank you. And the other thing is this morning I made a call, one call. I wanted to be a facilitator and have somebody sort of like offer me a group to facilitate. I made one call and I got offered a group. These people will get the girls together and pay me to facilitate a group.
Wow. Excellent. Super cheers.
It happened.
All right.
That's awesome.
And it can be that easy.
Yeah.
Anyone
that
else?
Was easy.
That
yeah,
was.
Yeah. It was.
So this is Magnificent Receiver Kathy. And I sort of had the opposite thing going on, and I thought, this is also good because it's receiving, and I thought, oh, I need help with this week. So basically, I was feeling sort of like, you know how we'll say the calm before the storm?
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of was feeling more like the storm before the calm, almost like, you know, like, almost like, well, you know, I have a wellness center, and so it's like the collections weren't as big as they usually are, and it was a slower week, you know, and I was thinking, I'm just going to, you know, like allow myself to go through this, magnificently receive whatever comes, and not, well, I can't fib. I was trying not to get, like, worried or upset and push away, you know, any of the good things. So I just decided that I would magnificently receive this little bit of a lull that made me feel a little stormy in kind of anticipation of what's coming next. But I have to be completely honest, I was sort of frustrated, and then I was frustrated that I was frustrated because I didn't want to push it away, you know? So, help me!
Magnificent Receiver Gail, and if I could add to that, I was feeling frustrated that things weren't coming to me as I had anticipated.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. So because you all, when you're focusing on doing something like this, when you're putting yourself, but really focusing on receiving and attracting, you are changing on all levels, not just your thinking. I mean, everything about you, the cells in your body, And you can't go from, you know, an extreme where, hey, maybe, you know, you're not used to asking for stuff all the time and expecting it immediately. Like, you know it in theory, but you're not used to actually living that way.
Yeah.
And so there's some catch-up. And the last thing we want you all to do is feel bad about it or think, gosh darn it, you know, what am I doing wrong? Or how come it's not going so fast? Just be patient with yourself. You're closer than you know.
Yes.
It may not show up for another week or 2 weeks. But know that you're on the right path. You're shifting. You're changing. This is kind of to be expected. You know, you're creating a whole new way of living. Now, could it happen just like that? Yes.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all. But you definitely don't want to do the double whammy that so many of you do, and us, and even I included, when you get frustrated because you know you're not thinking the way that you want to think and you're not feeling the way you want to think, and then you're already feeling bad, and then you feel bad about feeling bad. I mean, that's insanity, really.
It is insanity, and that did feel a little insane. The interesting thing, though, too, was I think now that you're saying this to me, that I may have gotten some, you know, divinely inspired ideas that I wasn't, like, so I'm a soul practitioner. I'm a chiropractor, and then I have massage therapist and acupuncturist and psychotherapist and all that. But I'm in charge of everything, and I pay all the bills. People pay me, and I make money. And I'm thinking, if I got another practitioner in here, you know, like somebody that then they could share the cost with me instead of me trying to create, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I think maybe I have so much responsibility, or I think I have so much responsibility, that then I get a little bit overwhelmed, and then I try to manifest and allow in the riches so that I don't have to feel so, you know, whatever. And maybe instead of it coming as money, it will come in as maybe another car that's looking for a spot. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like that.
And, you know, this is very important, is go to, rather than trying to figure out the how it should look,
yes,
go to the essence of what you want and how you want to feel, and let the universe surprise and delight you, because it will.
Yeah.
And it can come in so many different ways. You
yeah.
have no idea.
Okay.
So just really hold that, and be gentle with yourselves when you notice that you're getting frustrated, saying, oh, I'm just doing that thing I do. What would I prefer now?
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it's like, oh, I meant to go left and I went right. Let's take a left.
Yeah.
No big deal. It really
okay.
isn't.
We're going to talk quite a bit today about, by the way, receiving money specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give you some exercises to help get you in the receiving mode, whether it's showing up or not. What you want to just all be preparing for, like, an onslaught of money.
Yay!
Oh,
yay! If you all just did that alone, just kept telling yourself,
yeah.
I'm preparing for the onslaught, because it's going to come. But if you got into such an excited place, like, watch out, it's coming soon, I better prepare myself, that alone would probably open you up to attracting more dollars immediately.
And this is also going back to the acting as if. Like, if you're preparing for something that's coming, as if it's a done deal, now you put yourself back into that receiving mode as well. So, you know, it's a wonderful place to have fun.
Well, I am so excited because it's a done deal, and you guys are going to be so sick of me because I'm going to be avoiding every class you offer.
Yippee!
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously, thank you.
Let's talk about requesting here for a minute. Because not only do we want you to be magnificent receivers, but a lot of times you have to ask for what you're wanting. So we want you to become magnificent requesters, too. Because then, guess what? You're going to receive more. And I don't just mean from the universe. Some of you are really good at asking, okay, yeah, I'd really like this. But we want you to start asking people, live people on the planet, for what you want.
Like other human beings?
No, so let's say you go out to dinner or you go out for a meal and you see something on the menu on the left side and, ooh, that looks good, except for, ooh, you see something on the right side, and those two dishes together would be perfect. Ask if they'll do it for you. And don't accept no as no. And I don't mean from a pushy way. I mean if they say, I don't think we can do that, then ask another question. Could you go back in the kitchen and see for me? Just check it out. Now, you're doing all of this with no attachment. It's okay if you don't get what you want, but know that you're going to be practicing this muscle, because what will happen is the more you start requesting, not only on your wish list, but from those around you, you will be rendezvousing with the people who will respond always yes to your request, but you have to be comfortable with requesting. Okay?
That's a key, and just notice you've got to be comfortable with requesting, because this is all about vibration. So if you're not, you know, this is perfect time to be practicing so that you do start to get used to it. I'll tell you what, and I don't want to mean to stereotype, but I have to tell you, men are easy to ask for what they want. And it seems that it's a little harder for women overall. That's a really blanket statement, I know.
Or if you're like me, I don't even think to ask. My boyfriend literally asks, I would say 8 days out of 10, will you give me a massage? Will you kiss my back? Will you draw tattoos on my back? And I don't even think, hey, when's the last time you massaged me? You know? I don't even think to ask until I'm going, wow, that would feel good. So for some of you, you might have to be even being more conscious in the moment and asking yourself what would feel good right now. Because you may just, when you're on your automatic mode, you just go through your day. You don't even think to ask for what you want because you're not checking in with what do you want.
Yeah. And one of the things, remember, if this is a universe based in laws of attraction, not assertion. So you have to ask. If you don't ask, the answer is automatically no. So start to get used to asking. I mean, that's why there was this book called Ask and It Is Given. It's like Jack Canfield wrote a book called The Aladdin Factor that's all about asking. It's one of the success principles in his new book. And there's a reason for it. It's important to be comfortable with asking for what you want, no matter how teeny or big.
So are any of you out there already thinking to yourself, I'm not good at asking, and I don't know if I can do this?
Well, this is Magnificent Receiver Sandy. Mm-hmm. I, for the first time this year, ask for what I wanted for Christmas from my family.
Wow.
Wow.
Super.
And how did it feel?
That is absolutely amazing to me. I've always accepted what it is that they've given me. And this year I thought, screw this. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the tape.
Oh, there's much, much worse.
Sorry about that. Absolutely, I thought, this is what I want. I'm asking for what I want, and I got even more than what I wanted. I got a book from one of my girlfriends, Love Smart by Dr. Phil McGraw, and I've started reading it because that's one of my, and I've put out there to my friends for the first time that I'm ready for a relationship.
Ooh, he's on the way.
So I'm screwing up my courage and doing it.
Excellent
job.
I'm great for asking for everything that I want, but I must be blocking it.
Okay.
I don't have any trouble asking.
Okay, so what's the trouble?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, let's say you're about to, what's something that you'd like to ask for that you haven't asked for?
A laptop. I'd like a new laptop. I want a new laptop. My old one blew up.
Okay, and who do you need to ask?
The universe.
Okay. So why not ask? Like, what?
Oh, I have.
Okay. So your muscle is what? So you ask, and then how do you feel after you ask?
Well, I think it's coming, but it doesn't always show up when I think it is.
Okay.
And then I probably am prone to say, well, maybe later. I guess I think I must be subconsciously blocking it.
Well, there's something that may not be lined up, but it's the questioning that will mess you up.
Yeah, so, I mean, I usually don't question, but sometimes, and when it's not here, after a long time, then I do question.
So ask yourself, how on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, I absolutely know I'm getting it, and I'm getting it in the next month or the next 2 weeks, where's your belief level? 1 being like, I don't believe it at all.
Oh, in the next 2 weeks? Maybe a 5.
A 5? All right. So what would make it like an 8 or a 9?
If some of my deals came through, I'd go buy one.
Okay. And so is there a way that you can be expecting the deals to come through before they come through?
I always expect them to come through.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, are you expecting them to come through?
Yeah, 8.5.
8.5? What mm-hmm. would take it to a 10?
Having somebody call and say, guess what, we're approved. Or, yeah, that's cool. I mean, for example, here's how I always get myself in trouble. I have these commissions, and I think they're coming through, and I kind of plan on them being there, and then time for them to be there, and if they're not there, then I end up having a hole in my budget because I just knew it was going to be there.
You know what I'm thinking? You might want to skip over the whole money part. You know, like separate the deals coming through from you having what you need. So let's say you need the money for bills as well as you want, you know, you want to be able to go buy the laptop.
So just ask for the stuff you want.
Ask for
the
stuff and just relax about the money coming in. And I would totally separate the two.
Okay.
Because it sounds like there's a charge about the money.
Probably.
And that's where you get attached, and then that's where the whole system gets buggered up.
Okay. So no money, just ask for stuff.
Yeah, and when you can ask for the stuff and feel pure about that, because the money part is not in the equation, then even money can come. But it's only when you release that muddled energy that's going on. And I mean, I've done that. I've got I've my entire office here. If I had paid for this, it would have been thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and I didn't pay a penny for it. So. It was just, you know, a company going out of business and had no room for it and didn't want to even store it, you know, come and get it. And it's beautiful. I mean, this is beautiful stuff. So if you can leave money out of the equation and let the universe figure out how it's going to deliver everything that you want, including all your bills taken care of, then take the easy route.
Okay. Well, if anybody's sending me a Christmas present, I'll take a laptop.
I want to let you know something. You can absolutely expect something like that to happen. And I had someone call me the other day saying they wanted a way to listen to MP3s. And I said, you know, it's funny. I go, you said that because I didn't have a way to listen to them. And Eva's partner sent me one in the mail. And I didn't have to buy it. And she goes, well, I want that to happen. And I'm like, you can really allow that to happen. She emailed me the next day and said that happened. So, and I'm not saying, by the way, I want to back up a minute. When I told you to separate the money from the stuff, for some of you, you may not have a charge on money, and it's okay for you to get excited about the money. And you know who you are. you know if you have an attachment to money, meaning it's got to come, and you get really focused on it, and if it doesn't come, it messes up your whole mood. That's when you know you have an attachment or not. But for those of you who get really excited about money, you don't need to separate the two. It's only when you have a charge. And I'm going to tell you, most people do have a charge.
And on a 1 to 10, it's a 15.
Yeah. That's where many people are.
So, but keep asking.
Arnie, what do you mean by a charge? What? Tell me more about that.
Reaction. So
an emotional charge.
So let's say... somebody says, Gina and Eva, like they send us an email, you guys suck. Okay? And we both get it.
Only rich chocolate.
And you know, let's say I'm having a bad day and maybe I'm feeling already like I'm having issues with, you know, somebody not giving me what I want or somebody criticizing me. Let's say Eva just goes, oh, that's funny. That's weird. And she deletes it. And I'm over here on my side going, my life is in ruins. Yeah, I can't believe someone would say that. Why would they say that? And even my tone of voice, you can hear like the defensiveness or like, what? And I'm hurt or I'm defensive. Anytime there's an emotional reaction that's negative, that's a charge. And you want to look at, is it a positive charge or a negative charge? And if you're any reaction that's intense, that's not positive, you pretty much know you got some energy on it, and it's not clean. And so you need to clean yourself up.
How do you do that?
you can talk to someone who will remind you of how to get back aligned, like, you know, soothing. Hey, it's okay. You're going to have exactly what you want. You can, you know, listen to a tape. Anything that gets you back into knowing, no matter what's happening right here in this red-hot moment, I know I get to have whatever I want. I don't play by the normal rules that other people play by. I play by the rules of, I know, law of attraction. All I have to do is start feeling better, and I get to have what I want, no matter what anybody else has ever told me or what my experiences have been up until this point. Like, you have all got to get, you are the boss of you. Like, you dictate what happens in your life by how you're feeling. That's it. I mean, miracles could be occurring in every single moment as soon as you get a line and start remembering, oh, yeah, I'm the goddess of all things in my life. Let's get out the magic wand. Ding! I mean, it sounds so hokey.
It's
true.
Yeah, and it just takes, you've got to really be willing to practice so that it becomes your new mode of operation and not something that you do just here and there. I mean, this is why we create programs around this.
And, I mean, this is the same when I say you get to have anything you want by simply changing your mood. I mean about your body. I mean about money, about relationships. No matter what someone's putting in your face or what your experience is, you get to change at any single moment. But you have to get your attention off the thing that's upsetting you. Even if it's a mild charge. I mean, I have ants in my house right now. They weren't bothering me at first. They were bothering other people in the house. And I started laughing because every time they get upset about them, boy, the more ants came. Well, pretty soon they got my plant. And guess who got all charged up? I had to put the plant outside. And then someone commented, oh, isn't it interesting that the ants haven't hit the dog food or the sugar that's out on the kitchen? I said, yeah, isn't that weird? Guess what happened the next day?
Yeah.
So it's just a simple, I mean, I had to laugh about it, and I said, okay, somebody came home, and they're like, oh, I had a bad day. I said, let me just tell you what a powerful manifestors we are in this house. All we had to do was speak it, and it happened, and that's how easy it is. So if you have a subtle charge on something, you want as much as you can. I think humor is a great way of looking at it, because if you attracted something you didn't want, you are powerful. And that's proof, too, that you're a great manifester. Even though you don't like what's showing up, all you have to do is think something, you give it attention, and you get more. That's powerful. So for all of you who are not getting what you want, and you know you have a negative charge on it, at least you can do is be grateful, acknowledge the fact that you are such a powerful manifester. Now you're just going to start changing your focus. Eva, shall we move on?
Yes, I think so. What I want to do is now I'm going to give you an exercise, something for you all to play with that is going to be to get you into the attraction of money, okay? And it's called the wallet process. It's called the wallet. This is an Abraham process. And all you do is you set aside some money. And what I recommend and what has been recommended is get $100. Get a nice, crisp new $100 bill and put that in your wallet, okay? And carry it with you wherever you go. And as you're moving through your day, you look at, well, I could have that, I could have that, I could have that. And if that means that it's more than $100, well, lots of these $100 bills would get me that. So there's something about carrying the money and the energy with you. There's acknowledging as you move through your day, I could have that. I could have that. I could have that. For 10 of those bills in my wallet, I could have that. For 300 bills in my wallet, I could have that. And you just keep doing this everywhere you go. You mentally spend that $100 over and over and over and over in your mind. And this will start to have you change the balance of your thought to more positive attraction around dollars. Because where's your focus? It's not on, oh, it's only $100 in my wallet and that costs $500. That's taking it down the wrong track. But when your focus is on, yeah, I've got that $100 and five of those would get me that and I could have that and I could have that, you start shifting your vibration to, yeah, I could have that. I could have that. And the universe says, yep, she can have that. And you start to become a magnet to those things. You start to become the magnet to having things come much more easily to you, much more easily. So just start to pay attention to your thoughts as you're moving through time, to things that you want that maybe you've been saying unconsciously or not deliberately anyway, that you've been saying, I wish I could afford that or I can't afford that, and start switching that mode to saying, I can have that. And rather than getting frustrated when you notice something that you don't have, remember, you are holding you back when you do that. You're holding yourself back. And it's a very simple switch to make, to just say, wait a minute, I can have that.
It's like Eva's easy button.
Yeah.
When you're spending the money over and over and over, you are overriding any struggle background talk you have in your mind. Because for some of you, when Eva was saying, you know, instead of I can't have that, some of you are just saying, oh, yeah, that'd be nice, or...
Yeah.
And so you may not even noticing it, or you think, yeah, some people get, I, it would be so great if I could have that kind of stuff, or, you know what, I always have to struggle for that kind of stuff, or I hate not being able to buy that right now. I wish I had the money. You know, however you are saying it, all you have to, when you're mentally spending that money, you're saying, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can. It is easy for me. It is easy for me. Why not? Everything's easy for me. Why shouldn't it be?
Yeah. And just notice, it's just a shift in your vibration. Nothing else has changed. And by the way, this is a very good way of acting as if. Because let me tell you, if you were Bill Gates in the world, there's nothing he's going, I can't have that. So in his vibration is, I could have that, I could have that, I could have that. Now, it doesn't mean you want to run out and buy everything you think you can have. That's not the point, but the point is to change your vibration so that when you're ready, then the things that you're wanting are going to come to you.
I'm hearing someone breathing into their microphone, so if you want to move it a little bit away from your mouth or if you think it's you, I know you're all excited to be with us.
You know what? The other thing, too, is when you're paying your bills, check in with how it's feeling to you. Does it feel good or does it feel bad? So, and notice, even if you can't pay your bills, if you could say, you know what, I can pay this part of one, I can do that, there's more coming, and you just got to switch the vibration. You've got to soften that charge that you have, and you just be gentle with yourself about it. And you don't do it like, I got to be easy about this so the money will come. It's like, no, it's like, ah. Oh. I just need to relax for the sake of feeling good. And just that will start to open things up for you.
And by the way, if some of you are in a crunch and you are needing money, and it's that point where it would feel better to really, if someone could help you, that's another way to ask. But you only want to do it if you can get yourself feeling good about asking. I know borrowing money, for some people, they've got a big charge on that. Don't want to do it, but you have to be looking for what's my path of least resistance, what will give me some relief.
If that's asking, ask for help. Ask. Really, anything that has you feeling better, anything that will give you relief is worth doing.
And if it's a loan from a commercial establishment, you need to ask, even if you think, oh, my credit's shot, or I'm not people, you will get the most amazing things when you ask. So is there anyone who's still not up to a 9 or a 10 and believing that you can be a magnificent receiver of money? So you all believe your 10s? Totally, absolutely believe you're a magnificent receiver around money, and it's going to start revealing itself to you in droves.
This is Marilyn, the magnificent receiver.
Okay, Miss Marilyn.
Yes.
And?
I know that I took money out of my investments to pay bills.
Uh-huh.
And then the loan officer, we were supposed to close this week, and the loan guy disappeared. Like, his phone is disconnected and all that stuff, so had to start over. And so I'm feeling a little shaky about being able to receive right now.
Okay. And so what if this, instead of this being a bummer, what if it was an opportunity? What do you think?
That would be good.
Okay, what do you think the opportunity might be about?
Well, finding somebody who's better and more, I guess, more present, able to help us.
Yeah. And what if it was just an easy process and you were able to get it going through faster than if this guy even stuck around?
That would be good.
Yeah. What happens when we're thinking that, you know, we're not set up to receive money, we're forgetting our confidence in who we are. I mean, all of you are amazing, kick-ass people, really, and you've forgotten. I always say, you know, put on your red cowboy boots, kick some butt, remember who you are. You know, take charge, and there might be some inspired actions to have you feel like you're back in charge, like you're doing something about it versus just sitting there and not knowing what's going to happen. A lot of times if you take even a small action, it'll make you feel like, all right, I'm handling this, I'm moving towards what I want, I can do something about this. Because a lot of times we feel like a victim around money. It's like, you know, it's a surprise if it comes, and, you know, I'm at the will of the world. And it's like, no, you're not. You're in charge. So is there an action that you can take, Marilyn?
Well, I think that taking more out of my investments has helped just feel the relief so that when I start over with somebody, I'm not so crushed about, worried about the time it's going to take.
Yes.
Because it's going to take now another two or three weeks, you know, possibly to do this. And they all tell me that anyway, to close a mortgage. So it just took the relief off of feeling like, oh, my God, I'm going to have all my house payments late and da-da-da.
Right.
So
yes.
It's, and given me relief. I feel better about that.
Good. Is there anything else you can do?
Well, I've called a couple different places that we've worked with to see about what they have to offer, and I've asked a couple people for leads as far as ideas.
So you've taken lots of action then?
Yeah, the ideas, and I've been really pretty depressed about it. So
depressed about the fact that you lost your guy?
About the fact that we were going to supposedly close on the loan, and he was going to buy our house that we've had on the market, and now he's disappeared, and so we need to find a buyer for our house. That's
okay, here's what I would do. I would get in such a place of even requesting more than you did before,
mm-hmm.
like the perfect buyer who pays more than we've been offered before, that it goes through in the perfect timing, and knowing that this is not a bad thing. It's like even I tell people in our prosperity game when we're on the topic of health, you know, if we have an ache or a pain or something feels weird on our body, we immediately assume something's wrong.
Yeah.
Instead of, ooh, what if something was realigning here and something good was about to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Which is much different than, oh, my gosh, our opportunity fell through.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Something really good's about to happen. And what if it was even better than we imagined?
Great. I like that.
Can you get in that mode?
Yeah.
All right.
Something just so fantastic is in store.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to, you're going to, it's like in hindsight, you'll understand everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That goes for all of you. Anytime, especially for those of you who thought, hey, I've been asking, how come it's not showing up yet? Don't worry, it's on its way. And the more you relax, the more you're going to be on the other side of it looking back going, oh, yeah, I didn't even need to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, I know I've done that many times, got myself all worked up over nothing because it turned, I got exactly what I wanted and better. But in the meantime, I had a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're having a tizzy. I have tizzy.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a tizzy.
Let's have a tizzy party.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Anybody else? One more person?
You know, this is Crystalline.
Yes, Miss Crystalline.
The oh-so-magnificent receiver.
Yes. You are?
I just wanted to share that I my challenge is this. I, as you know, I've received a lot of money thus far in my life, and so the challenge for me is I've sort of hit like a glass ceiling where I feel like it's hard for me to really believe that I can have Oprah money or Bill Gates money, you know, that next level of money, the mega millionaire billionaire money.
Well, how about if you just go to rock star status before you go to Oprah status? You know what I mean? You don't have to go from here to there. There must be somebody in between that you go, okay, you know, they have a nice lifestyle. And it's maybe not billionaire status, but it can be multi-million. Because multi-million, really, when you think about it from where you're at now, Crystalline, it's not that big of a leap. Not really. You already know what it feels like to make a lot of money. And when you're in that place where you can go back to a feeling where money's not an issue, all you have to do is stay in that place. The universe has already heard your request a long time ago. They know you want to make billions. But just go back to, I have no worries about money. Like, I can have anything I want. So for you, I would say you don't have to do a lot of focusing on the money.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to bask in money's not an issue place. Totally relax about it.
And so actually just enjoying all the money that we have now will get me to the next level?
Absolutely. Eva, do you have anything else to say about it?
I'd say, and Miss Crystalline, what do you know about this? What do you think?
It's hard for me to say because, you know, I have a charge about the, you know, about going to the next level.
And that's exactly
and
why
so,
you should get off of it.
Exactly,
okay.
Yes. Yeah, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Just enjoy the magnificent level where I am.
Absolutely.
You know, how many times...
It's hard to imagine that just enjoying where I am will bring more, but it will, huh?
Yeah, because you're enjoying... all the universe knows is she loves the fact that she's got more than enough. Let's give her more. You're feeling... Every time you're appreciating a creature comfort, every time you're just relaxing, you're lining yourself up. It's you keep questioning, are you even making the statement, I'm at a glass ceiling? No, you're not. No, you are not. You don't even get to go there anymore. None of you are at some, you know, ceiling. Even if you've been there for 2 years and you haven't made more than, you know, you have, and it's been at the same level or it's declined, none of you are stuck. It's the belief that you are stuck that will keep you where you're at.
Just take a hammer and break it.
Yeah, put on your glass slipper.
There you go. This is Whitefire, the Magnificent Receiver, and I want to say, too, that the idea that you said about the money, you can also say about your houses or about your investments or
sure.
whatever. Oh, well, I have this beautiful house. I can have that house over there, too. It's the same
yes.
thing.
It's all the same,
same
yeah.
thing. You know, it's really wonderful. Or I can have that business, too, or, ooh, this would be fun. You know, it just, it sounds great.
Yeah, lots of fun, too. Lots
yeah.
of fun.
All right. So, Kristalyn, you know what to do?
I have one more question, and that is about, you know, I pretty much have manifested everything that I used to want. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
everything I ever wanted. What, you know what I'm saying? Pretty
yeah.
much manifested everything I've ever wanted. So is it a matter of me dreaming bigger?
Most likely, yeah. Because I never hear what you would do different if you had more money. I just always hear that you want more money.
Right.
So, yeah, it would be very helpful to start looking and using Eva's exercise about the wallet exercise about more, get something passionate. Like, money, especially if you have a charge on it, wanting money for the sake of money is not enough juice. You know,
I agree. I agree with you there totally. It's not for me.
So like, what would I do? Okay, let's say I had the billions. Where would I start spending and get excited about those things? Because you're not excited about money. You're kind of irritated that you don't have it.
Well, irritated. I do have it. It's irritated that I don't have more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Irritation is a negative emotion.
Yeah.
So that means I've got the brakes on.
Keep pressing the gas pedal. Why won't the car go?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you dream for more without getting irritated? You know what I'm saying?
Well, have you tried?
Have I tried dreaming for more?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I've planned 5 trips for next year. I'm really clear on good stuff I want to have happen.
I get that. I really get what you're saying. I think I do have my answer, Gina. It's really about just dreaming more.
And by the way, dreaming for the sake of how it has you feel, not for the sake of an outcome.
Yes, so in other words, Eva, not just wanting to go to the next level for the sake of going to the next level.
Exactly.
Dreaming more to have fun with it.
Absolutely, and that's the key to everything. Because everything that we want is because we think it will have us feel better. So if we can feel better in the dreaming of it, then we've done all we need to do to have it start to flow in.
Right, and I think I need, it's full circle, but I think I need to go where the woman who was talking originally on this call, back to focusing on the things that I want rather than the money.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And not from a gosh darn it, how come that's not here yet either. You are all getting, you're all preparing for the onslaught of all the good stuff. And then there might be even some actions to take. You know, if you haven't shopped around, maybe that new furniture, you know, you need to go find the new furniture. You need to go look at it. You need to make sure that's the one that you want. Go research the vacations. It doesn't mean you have to book it right now, but you could sure as well get excited about it knowing that you're going to take the trip.
Hi, Gina. This is... It's Gail, Magnificent
yeah.
Receiver Gail. And I was... I did some shopping, and then I got frustrated from the shopping. Because I want it, and I couldn't have it.
But you can have it.
That's bad. See, this is the part that we're really wanting to... drill into your heads is you do get to have it. maybe not this red hot moment, but you've got to start assuming that you can have it, because you can. You absolutely can, and all you need to do is keep focused on it and be excited. If you've got a desire for something, you've got everything within you to actually have it, experience it. And it's your work to have fun in that journey towards it. Not noticing it's not yet, but noticing, wow, I have a desire for that, and isn't that beautiful, and what would it look like in my place, and my gosh, what place would I even put it in? Maybe not even in this one. And just have fun in that space. That is what creates your magnet.
Okay.
This is Marilyn. I have a question about that.
Yes.
If I tend to, like, think I can have everything and then go spend it and buy it and then get in trouble that way.
I would know nothing about that.
None of us would. We'll just get in line behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what was the question?
So what do you have to say about that? Is like, I think, well, maybe I shouldn't be acting like I can have all this. And because
well, there's a difference in acting as if, which means that I know I can afford this. In other mm-hmm. words, let's take it down to something really silly. I know that I can afford almonds, which I keep a whole canister of almonds in my kitchen at all times, all right? I know I can afford those, but every time I pass almonds in the grocery store, I don't feel like I have to buy them right there and then. But I know I can. I know I can afford my wine, which I love. I know I can afford to go pick up milk or bread. I know. So it's even getting it down to that level, but knowing that you can, but going for the bigger thing. So it's not that you have to act on it. It's just, what is the feeling? What does it feel like to know that you can have it?
You can do two, and this is like food. This is just like food. We've heard so many people, oh, I want the chocolates, but, oh, I ate the chocolate, and then I felt bad. You either got to feel good if you're going to eat the chocolate and have no remorse about eating it. Same thing if you go buy something. If you're going to buy it, you cannot go to the place of buyer's remorse. If you even think you will, don't do it. Now, there might be times when you just are in that good place and you feel confident. You know, I put a down payment on a car for $8,000 on a credit card, knowing somehow I was going to come up with that extra $8,000 by the time that bill came in a month later, and I did. Now, there's been times where I charged a few thousand dollars a pop, like for something big, and wasn't quite in line, but I was in my rebellious mode and said, screw it, I'm doing it anyways. And guess what? I didn't have the money because it wasn't solid about attracting the money. So you have choices, and like Eva said, you may not, if you don't feel good about it, don't do it right now, but that doesn't mean you don't get to have it real soon. And you do have the ability. You have the ability by charging something, but will that make you feel good in a couple of weeks? You got to feel good before, during, and after. If you don't do it, and wait till you do. And then you might be in a place where even if you don't see the money now, if you got really clear, I'm going to go get that. And, I always say, I'm going to attract the money for that first. Or I know I can do it in a month. We'll give myself a little leeway here. I'll put it on a charge card. You have to look at what's the path of least resistance and refuse. I mean, absolutely refuse to do it if you're going to feel guilty or bad about it, because then you're defeating the whole joy of getting the thing in the first place. Right? We buy stuff to feel good. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, Eva.
All right, let's talk about your allowance from the universe. If you can all remember that as kids, some of you may have gotten allowances. Anybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got a few people. Okay. And in that allowances, for most of us anyway, in order to get the allowance, echo.
It's gone.
See, that was easy. Unlike the getting it from your parents, you had to do something. You had to do your chores. For me, I had to do my chores. My grades had to be up to a certain par, and then even that, determined what the level of the allowance would be. That's allowance from parents. But in the case of the universe, allowance from the universe, you get a weekly allowance, and it's given to you based on what you're wanting this week, rather than what you're doing to earn the allowance. You get to receive it by simply identifying what you want and then being willing to allow the universe to deliver it. Okay? So you're not having to work or earn or justify anything that's coming to you when it comes from the universe. All you get to do is say, this is what I want. This is what I'm asking for, universe. This is the desire. And then be willing to allow the universe to deliver it. So when I say allow the universe to deliver it, that means getting into that mode of, oh, how cool it'll be when this comes. Won't it be nice when? Isn't that awesome? I get to have this. It's like, Gina, I think it was on this rapid expansion, because I know you've said it on many calls before, about with having a kid saying, I want this and I want this and I want this. Great, put it on your list. Of course you can have it. Put it on your list. So you give them their little wish list, and you let them put it on the refrigerator. It's the same thing for you. You get to have it. You get to have it. And then you allow it by expecting it and getting excited about it and feeling what it's going to be like when you have it, planning what it will be like. So what are you all willing to allow this week and next week and the week after and the week after? What is it that you're willing to allow? The whole point is we're wanting to focus on you, the receiving being easy. Every one of you needs to go get an easy button.
Yeah. Yes.
You do. And just focus on the receiving being easy. How easy can you stand it? How good can you stand it? Those are your two mantras. How easy can I stand it, and how good can I stand it?
And remember, Eva was talking about is what we've been talking about the whole call, which is you've got to beef up the desire and the wanting in order for the allowance to come in. That's all it really takes, is get excited about the stuff you want.
And notice, be excited about it, not be frustrated that it's not here.
Or a lot of you are just doing your wanting from a place of desperation or lack.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
It's not that I don't understand that. I do. But that's not a real passionate place. It's actually diminishing.
Yeah.
So you got to start over as if, okay, let me pretend like I'm okay. Let me just pretend finances are okay, my business is okay, my job's okay. Let's just start from okayness. What do I want from this place? What would be nice? What would be great?
So
I'd like to give an example of that.
Perfect.
This is White Fire, and what happened to me is that I was just big muddle of not being able to get this thing done. My person that was going to do my website disappeared, decided not to do it because she couldn't do it by the deadline, and she didn't tell me that until too late to find somebody else. And so I was all, you know, it's going to be too late, and I can't do it, and I'm in a muddle, and I'm upset because that means I'm not going to be able to access 50,000 different people and blah, 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 blah. And I was in this bad, bad headset, and then what happened is you guys happened. And I answered, Eva, I called her and talked to her, and I just told her that I was ready to let it go, and one of my masterminding partners, I told her that, and she was ready. She said, fine, let it go. And so I let it go, and I read a book last night. And then this morning I got up, and I said, I'm doing this project. I'm doing it because I love myself. I'm doing it because it's still going to happen. If I don't get it done by the deadline, it'll still be done a few days afterwards. It's going to get done. And so I got myself in that headset. Now, mind you, I have no money for this thing. Okay, so what did I do? I sat down today, and I made my business plan, and it so rocks, you can't believe it. I mean, and that happened only because I answered the email from Michelle.
Wow.
And got my head in a whole
awesome.
Different headset.
That
okay.
Probably only took you about a minute to do.
Yeah. I mean, it was like I just wrote what I really loved about what you were saying, and it just flipped my headset.
And let me tell you something. Let's look at the progress here. Getting into the funk around it. Finally, I mean, your energy was in such knots about this. And then finally saying, okay, I'm just going to let go. And sometimes that's how you allow in.
Yeah.
It's like the let go and let go. It's like, I've just got to let go because whatever else was going on was not working. And then from that place, you attracted Michelle writing something that touched you in a way that got you back on track again.
Yeah. Opened it up.
Michelle, the angel and magnificent receiver.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so writing back about, I think it was Michelle about the car.
Right.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And so it's like that whole headset of, oh, all I need to do is look at this differently. And so my business plan, you should see it. I mean, it's like 1.5 pages, and that's it. And it is so cool. And people are like, oh, yeah. So I just know that it's going to be accepted. And whether it is right away or whether it isn't right away, it doesn't matter. And besides that, universe has got huge pockets. And
yes.
I don't know where they all are.
Yes.
And I'm lucky that I don't have to.
Yeah, really. Let the universe deal with that part.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't want to be in anybody else's pockets.
Yeah. Awesome.
The universe has got big ones. So I just want to say thanks for everybody for being here and doing this. And I've been listening to your... reading your emails and just hadn't gotten into writing because I had so much on my mind and so much in my head and so much stuckness. But this has moved me through. So thank you very much.
Hi, this is Sarah, Magnificent Receiver.
Yes.
And one of the things that I think has been most amazing, I've been traveling a lot of these classes, but I think I've felt your vibrations because I think I finally have seen that there's more unseen than there is seen.
Mm,
and
yes.
If I want to do my dreams, I never could connect around because I'm very materiality and a doer, and I never saw what populating your dreams was. And through this interaction we've had, I've seen that you're really building by planning it. It's not saying that you have something that you can't see. You're actually building it. And so as you build it, it becomes. And so I wanted to thank all of you.
Thank you. That's a great way of putting it. So as you're even preparing it in your mind, you're building it. When you're preparing it physically by actions you're taking to receive it, you're preparing it. You start cleaning out your closet. Watch. You'll find more beautiful clothes. I mean, that's how it works. So that's a perfect way of putting it. Thank you. So, Eva, should we sign off with your fabulous cheer?
Sure. Why don't we do that? And then we'll be sending you some follow-up notes out so that I want to give us all an experiment to get this thing amped up, even over the Yahoo group for another 4 weeks.
Perfect.
All right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. You know the questions and you know the drill. What are you going to do in this life?
Receive.
And how are you going to do it?
Effortlessly.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.